rather gruesome, wrinkles like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushroom.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver at the University of British Columbia. My name is Mia. This show is called Particles and Waves. It's an eclectic music program. It runs for the next hour, and I've got some very eclectic music lined up for you today, and some really great new releases as well. I've been a little bit disappointed with the state of New Music Friday for the past few weeks, and then all of a sudden, last week, it kind of exploded and a bunch of really good stuff kind of landed in our laps, which included a new Regina Spektor album, which is just like getting handed a gift from the goddesses themselves, and a new Solange album, which is a similar thing. I don't know. So we're going to be hearing both of those during this show, and going to start off with Regina Spektor. Her new album is called Remember Us to Life, and the song I'm going to play for you is called Grand Hotel, and rumor has it that it's actually based off of the Wes Anderson film, The Grand Budapest Hotel, which is one of Wes Anderson's best films. It's so, so wonderful, and I'm really just thrilled and tickled that Regina Spektor decided to write this little ditty about it. So you're going to hear that. After that, Greens of June by K. Slang and Veers off of their self-titled album, and a new track from the Stargazer Lilies here on Particles and Waves.
Somewhere below the Grand Hotel, there is a tunnel that leads down to hell. Take the dumb waiter, the laundry chute, and sneak through the hall past the boy's shining boots. The left at the courtyard, through the old garden, where all the bellhops smoke with the guards. And then you run to the old lake house, down to the old lake house, run to the old lake house where it begins. Under the floorboards, there's a deep well that leads to a spring that sprung up in hell. That's where old devils danced and kissed and made their blood pacts in the ancient mists. And running through forests, they screamed in chorus while piercing fair maidens' chests with their horns. And then they lay in the grass till the dawn came, sleeping away till the dawn came. Lay in the grass where now stands the Grand Hotel. Top shelf. Play some tennis, swim in the pool, stroll the garden, shady and cool. You won't care that the devils won't mind, that the devils will know that the devils are near. Somewhere below the Grand Hotel, there is a tunnel that leads straight to hell. But no one comes up for the souls anymore. They come for some comfort and for the dance floor. And hiding sharp horns under fedoras, do not disturb signs instead of a chorus. They toss and turn till the dawn comes, on soft sheets till the dawn comes. No one sleeps at the Grand Hotel. Scented soaps, chauffeured cars. Stay a day, stay a week. Here's the tunnel, take a peek. Just call up your friends at the front desk, any hour at the front desk. Call up your friends at the Grand Hotel. You'll always have friends at the Grand Hotel.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You just heard a track called Golden Key by the Stargazer Lilies off of their recent album Door to the Sun. The Stargazer Lilies are a really neat shoegaze kind of psychedelic band, and they come from a dream pop shoegaze background. Two of their members were part of the band Sound Pool, but sort of spun off when that band went on hiatus to form Stargazer Lilies, and they've since released these two albums to a lot of acclaim. Before that, Greens of June by Case, Lang, and Veers off of their self-titled album. This is just a Voltron superhero mashup of Nico Case, Katie Lang, and Laura Veers, all of whom are really, really talented artists in their own right, and when they come together, good things happen. And at the top of the show, Grand Hotel by Regina Spektor from the new album Remember Us to Life. Now, I am not the type to proselytize many things. I really do believe that you like what you like, and no one can really ever force you or anything, but at the same time, there is an exception to every rule, and my exception is the best worst film, I think, possibly of all time. The one that is simultaneously one of the most brilliant post-apocalyptic meta commentaries on America and religion and filmmaking and everything, but it's also kind of a complete disaster. It's called Southland Tales. It was the follow-up to director-writer Richard Kelly's Donnie Darko, admit it, you went through a phase roundabout first year of university where you really loved Donnie Darko. We all did. I did, certainly, and I discovered it right around the time that Southland Tales, that the trailer dropped in sort of late 2006, early 2007. Southland Tales is a complete mess. The cast members themselves, to this day, 10 years later, have gone on record saying they don't actually know what's going on. It's kind of a retelling of the Book of Revelations with Dwayne The Rock Johnson as a superstar who is trying to break into film, and he's also gone through a wormhole, and there's not one, but two Sean William Scotts. He plays dual roles. Sarah Michelle Gellar plays an adult film actress who is prescient, and she also has a song called Teen Horniness is Not a Crime. I don't even know. Every time I've shown any portion of this film to friends, I've never lost any friends, but I've come close. And it's a complete disaster. It started out such a brilliant potential and completely fell apart. The Cannes Film Festival, I believe, was super excited when they first saw it and snapped it up, wanted to submit it for the Palme d'Or, and then when it debuted at Cannes, it was met with just disaster. But I love it. I can't not love it. There's so much potential in that film, and I really think it's, you know, we talk about things being decades ahead of their time. I really genuinely do think that Southland Tales someday will look back on it and just go, he knew, he somehow knew. We don't know how, but all of this is just, it's either an allegory or it's actually going to happen. So I get into these sort of periodic moods where I rewatch the Southland Tales trailer, if not the film itself, and get excited all over again and tell some other people about it, and they smile and nod. But this time I also tracked down the soundtrack, which was scored by Moby. Moby scored an apocalypse film with Dwayne The Rock Johnson as the main character. It just blows my mind. I'm not going to play any of the Moby songs from the score for Southland Tales, because they're fairly long and somewhat repetitive and probably not the greatest thing. Like, they are pretty okay Boards of Canada impersonations, but they do lend to the film in the way that score is supposed to. But I am going to play one of the other songs that was featured heavily in the trailer by the band Elbow, called Forget Myself, because I love it. And I want everyone to love it. And I think that we could use a little turn towards the absurd you know, coming into the tail end of this weird, weird year. The Jewish New Year was yesterday, and also today we're celebrating it. So for me, it's a new year. And in order to close the book, I'd love to refer all of the absurdity that's gone down to one of my favorite pieces of absurdity in pop culture. So please, please try, at least. I think you will enjoy Forget Myself by Elbow from Southland Tales soundtrack. After that, Dandy Warhols and a lot more here on Particles and Waves.
Oh, MRG Conscious presents Flock of Dimes this Friday, October 21st at the Cobalt. Show begins at 7 p.m. Touring in support of the new album, If You See Me, Say Yes, on Prestige Records, Jen Wassner of Y Oak explores the atmospheric side of pop with Flock of Dimes. Find tickets online at mrgconcerts.com. This October 21st, Flock of Dimes at the Cobalt.
This quarter, that free magazine from CITR has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about this quarter.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with this quarter magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
To be, people to meet and mouths to feed, minds to explore, warnings to heed, songs to write and stories to read. I'm gonna get up and go. 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 Gonna make it better, gonna leave a mark. Wanna change their world, wanna do my part. I'm gonna dig deep down inside, conquer my fears, face my lies. Spent those years wringing my hands, but all it took was to walk like a man, trembling with rage, spit in my face, and everybody knows you better know your place. I'm gonna get up and go. 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 Rumors and gossip and tales out of school, think nobody heard about the golden rule. I moved on cause I'm nobody's fool. The sky is free, the sky's the limit for the visionary. All I hear is static, the message is garbled. Something about our blue marble. Miscommunication, misconfiguration, misdiagnosis, misinterpretation. The tongue is a flame, a dragon's breath. I weigh my words, assess their heft. Everybody get up and go. 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 Got things to do and places to be. People to meet and mouths to feed. Minds to explore, warnings to heed. Songs to write and stories to read. Everybody get up and go. Come on, everybody get up and go. Everybody get up and go. Everybody get up and go. Gonna make it better, gonna leave our mark. Wanna change their world, wanna do my part. I'm gonna dig deep down inside, conquer my fears, face my lies. I spent those years wringing my hands, but all it took was to walk like a man, trembling with rage, spit in my face, and everybody knows you better know your place. Rumors and gossip and tales of the school, you think nobody heard about the golden rule. And I moved on cause I'm nobody's fool. The sky is free, the sky's the limit for the visionary. All I hear is static, the message is garbled. Something about our blue marble. The sky is blue, the sky is free, the sky's the limit for the visionary. All I hear is static, the message is garbled. Something about our blue marble.
Let the pain is gone.
The Dandy Warhols with All the Girls in London off of their most recent album, Distort Land. Before that, the opening track, Get Up and Go, to a concept album called Begat by Sir, S-I-R-R, which is the moniker, I guess, for musical projects led by one Mark O'Connor, who was kind enough to get in touch with me and put me onto his music, which, it's an album about human evolution, artificial intelligence, robotics, tech, other tech, the fate of human beings. I thought it made a very good pairing with the awesome surf crunch of the Dandy Warhols and the weird, incomprehensible, existential amazingness that is anything related to Southland Tales. Before that, Forget Myself by Elbow from the Southland Tales original soundtrack, which I recommend you check out. It has some weird things on it. But we're going to move right on. At the top of the show, I promised Solange, Beyoncé's little sister and a formidable recording artist in her own right, and I will deliver. So she just dropped an album called A Seat at the Table, which is getting rave reviews from everyone, and I really do understand why on some levels, and I cannot understand why on others. Like her sister, I think both of the Knowles women have done some incredible things this year in using music and using their positions to speak about their experiences as women of color, and to really, make a political statement in a way that we haven't seen in pop music, certainly. We haven't seen in popular music in a long time. So, I'm going to play Weary by Solange. After that, some tracks from Ashley Shadow and Jadea Kelly here on Particles and Waves. Please enjoy.
Thank you. channels meant to save your life. You wake up with punch, never felt this much. I'll start flooding in with a sudden rush. You'll find ways nothing matters, still holding in, lest you once you're shattered, still holding in.
Thank you. Every year, the Vancouver International Film Festival brings a revelry of cinephilia to Vancouver. This year, VIFF features over 300 films airing between September 29th and October 14th, with an opening gala featuring Aisling Walsh's Maudie and a closing gala featuring Terrence Malick's Voyage of Time.
Billions of years in the making.
For its 35th year, VIFF will be expanding the frame, emphasizing social interaction, workshops, and audience feedback. Find the complete program for this year's VIFF online at viff.org. Experience VIFF 2016, this September 29th to October 14th.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. You just heard Good Girl by Jadea Kelly off of her album Love and Lust. Before that, Ashley Shadow with Blurred Views from her self-titled album. And at the top of that set, Weary by Solange from A Seat at the Table, which is well worth checking out in its entirety. Coming into the last 15 minutes of this particular episode, I've got a very literary band with a very self-consciously literary frame of mind. The Burning Hell is a group that is based out of Newfoundland, based out of St. John's, very East Coast, and it began as one man's songwriting project, Matthias Kamm, and has sort of expanded as it took shape. So they just released an album called Public Library, which is just full of these very story-like songs, and each one not only has a track name, but is also has a literary classification, everything from music biography, coming-of-age story, true crime, science fiction, fantasy, and, of course, romance. And so the track I want to play for you is the top, the first track from this album. It's called The Stranger, and its classification is murder mystery. So if you enjoy it, I highly recommend seeking out Public Library, the album. All of these songs are the type that you really get to appreciate after a couple of listens, because a lot of these references and a lot of the writing kind of whizzes by, but it's very, very complex and intricate, so I think you'll enjoy that. Afterwards, Art Deco with a track called She's So Hot and a little bit more. Please enjoy.
A wet and slishy, slushy winter day when the strangers came to stay. A man in black from head to toe with a lady by his side. I knew she was a lady, I had a lady spotting guide. He said, pardon if you please, our train has run out of steam and left us in this lonesome village for the evening, it would seem. We looked for a hotel, but we were told they'd all closed down due to the economic crisis that we've heard so much about. On the stranger standing in the melting snow, I said, mi casa es su casa, make yourself at home. He said, I speak a little Spanish, but my second language is Francais. Et vous êtes très gentil, merci pour votre hospitalité. Said, no need to merci me, just coming from the cold. Tell me a little of your travels on the icy iron road. We sat down around the fire, and as I hung the overcoat, he began to tell the story with this sentence, and I quote, the words we speak here are top secret, meant for private ears, but our lives are in great danger from a band of privateers. So we must take you in our confidence, we are in mortal fear of dying. I then figured them for bandits or confidence artists. When I saw the two-tone collar, I knew it was a ska fan or a priest. He noticed, we noticed, and said, I observe your observation of the sartorial memorial of my spiritual vocation. This habit out of habit, my service has been shoddy. As you can maybe guess, I can't resist the temptations of the body. To my ex-boss, old cheesy, this is yesterday's news, but yes, this lady is my lover, and I am her lover too. It all started
started last Shrove Tuesday when, as per my holy mandate, I was munching on a luncheon at the International House of Pancakes. I ran out of maple syrup. I approached the nearest patrons, a gorilla of a man and a lady eating eggs and bacon. She passed me her maple syrup. Our fingers briefly brushed. I felt a feeling in my face I'd never felt. Yes, I blushed. My heart began ballooning and my brow began to sweat, looking deep into the eyeballs of this beautiful brunette. Moments later, we were tangled in my cassock in the can. She said, I love a man in uniform. I said, I hope this is God's plan. She said her name was Anne. I said, call me Father Daniel or just Dan. My hand said, Dan, I gotta blow this popsicle stand. She meant the IHOP. We were running out the back door before I yelled out Jesus, and I stopped. I felt something sticky on my palms. I was afraid it was stigmata, but it was just a little maple, so we jumped in her Miata. We sped off for the mountains and extramarital shenanigans. We stayed up till dawn, going over and over and over the plan again. We'd run away to Monaco to elope on her uncle's yacht. We'd start a new life in the principality with the money that she'd got. Ex-boyfriend, the gorilla from the pancake house, got wind by the threatiness of his death threats. I could sense he felt chagrined. He tracked me down at the Riviera as I was about to say adieu with a band of bandit buddies from his criminally misspent youth. They opened fire on our wedding, but we escaped into the sea. When the coast was clear, we caught the first train out. But now you see, I know they can't be far behind. These goons are gonna gun me down. We're like sitting duckish lovebirds in this extremely safe feeling town. The worst part is the gorilla has been ordained as a deacon. He's got some spiritual spies supporting the havoc he's been wreaking. A cruel clergy of crime, out for blood, and I'm speaking of mine. Ex-priest finished talking. His fiancée excused herself to change into a drier pair of stockings. I got up from my chair. I walked over to the cabinet. I was looking for a couple of holy relics. I remembered that I had in it. Then I turned with a crucifix-shaped pistol in my hand, my zucchero on my head. His eyes widened as I crossed myself and raised the gun and said, sometimes we search for safety, we find only greater danger. So let this be a lesson to you, never talk to strangers. Never talk to strangers. Never talk to strangers. Never talk to
That was a track called She's So Hot by Art Deco from the album Day Fevers. For that, The Stranger from The Burning Hell off of Public Library, which I can assure you, you will be hearing more of on my shows to come. And speaking of, it is about time for me to wrap things up. Radio Freethinker is up next. I am going to leave you with a track from the new Group Love album, which I actually have a lot to say about, but really don't have much time. So just going to leave you with the joyful awesomeness that is Don't Stop Making It Happen from Big Mess. Thank you so much for listening to Particles and Waves. Please tune in next week, and hopefully I will talk at you then.
Take it back to Saturday. I was in a K-hole, laying out in the pouring rain. On and on and on, no, no. I could take the sky away, put it in a payphone, calling out all my mistakes. Cause you're love, you're love. Don't stop making it happen, cause you're the only one for. Don't stop making it happen. Yeah, getting wet. All the boys, come follow me. Come follow me from NYC. And all the girls on the internet. Yeah, getting wet. Getting wet.
God edition of Radio Free Thinker. This week it's back to basics without how to debate charismatic Christian apologist. Let's begin episode 241.
It's time for Radio Free Thinker.